Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're so excited to have the Stampede String Band here. And John, I had a few questions for you. One, I was hoping that you could tell me a little bit about your background and when you came into this band. Now, you were am I right? You were friends with Aaron. Is that right?
Aaron and I went to Ball State together, and we both were working there as graduate assistants, and we shared an office, us and eight other people. We were graduate assistants.
Okay.
So we didn't get a nice big office all to ourselves. We got a nice big office with a whole bunch of other people in it.
Well, that's great.
And we'd had a class together also, and I'd mentioned just in front of the class that I played at the Indiana Fiddlers Gathering. And, you know, little did I know Aaron had this project in mind, and maybe he'd already talked to Kyle at that point, but he heard that and he thought, you know, I better check this guy out and see, because if he's a fiddle player, man, we want him.
And that isn't a fiddle you're holding, is it?
Very astute of you, George.
Okay. Every once in a while I get something right.
No, I'm playing the mandolin up here with the band and play guitar. A little bit of banjo and not really a whole lot of fiddle. And I let him know that. But, of course, it was the Fiddler's Gathering we played at, so he was making some assumptions.
I've got a fiddle over here in the corner. Would you want to strap on it?
Well, it just it wouldn't make quite as pretty of a sound.
Oh, okay.
Not in my hands, anyways.
Okay. All right.
Fiddle makes a lot of really bad sounds before you get to the good ones.
Now, did you have to go through this same extreme vetting process? That's what I was concerned about that.
No, I'd already...
Because I don't think you'd quite make it through, would you?
I was good enough for Ball State.
Oh, I see.
They had, you know, higher standards than Aaron anyway.
Okay. Thank goodness. Okay, well, why don't you share a song with us?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna do a song here. This is one that I wrote called Eternity.
Eternity echoes down from the hills through the rocks and the rills, and it stops where there's pavement or the grass. I've got to keep my family fed, keep the civilized roof above their. The city, 'cause that's the only place to make a penny. Oh, the moon of the hunter now is set, and the age of the farmer now is dead. Eternity echoes down from the hills, through the rocks and the rills, and it stops where there's pavement or the grass. So bury me on a wild mountainside, where no road may reside, where the city doesn't ever stand a chance. I've got shoulders ready to work hard, I've got hands that are aching to be scarred, and I felt since the moment of my birth that my heart's somewhere buried in the earth. So I prayed for a little stretch of land, but the good Lord didn't understand. I could love any rocky, barren plain, but I'm strapped to this city like a chain. Eternity echoes down from the hills, through the rocks and the rills, and it stops where there's pavement or the grass. So bury me on a wild mountainside, where no road may reside, where the city doesn't ever stand a chance. When I die, 'cause the code of the farmer the field I won't cry. It woods and I will not sigh. Though our dreams fade away and then they're gone, we'll see them ever in the grave beyond. Eternity echoes down from the hills, through the rocks and the rills, and it stops where there's pavement or the grass. So bury me on a wild mountainside, where no road may reside, where the city doesn't ever stand a chance.
Yeah. John, I want to get to this, the heart of this now. You have this name. Did you just start out with it, or did it just appear to you? Did it come? How did, who exactly came
well,
with the
name? Well,
we did
not just start off with a name. Aaron actually had come up with this totally embarrassing name.
That was a great name.
And Kyle mentioned the little teaser was the word Aloysius. And Aaron thought that this was a wonderful name.
Yes, Aloysius.
And it has its merits. Yes. It's a little difficult to remember, harder still to spell. So we were called Aloysius and the Stampede because of Aaron's great fondness for Aloysius.
But I'm just wondering about the Stampede part. I mean, someone had to come up with that. Do you happen to know which one of you came up with the idea?
As far as I know, that would also been the guy that I've been insulting up here, that I assume Aaron came up with this.
Yeah, so I wanted a name that was kind of representative of the sound that we were going for, and it was kind of a rollicking, rocking, but, you know, acoustic instrument sound. And the Stampede just sounded like it... it would kind of encompass that. I'd actually been run past by a stampede of horses a few years earlier, and you could feel the ground shaking before you as they got there, as they all ran past. And that was a pretty powerful memory for me, and something I felt like would translate well to what we were trying to do with our music.
Oh, wow. That is great. That is great. That you actually felt it. He actually felt a stampede, you know? My gosh. It's why we feel the stampede when they play, right? It's incredible. So now, last but not least, I want to talk to Davey here. Davey?
Davey, yep. Okay, Davey Crockett, except for with an E.
Okay. And you're not old enough to remember Davey Crockett, are you?
Well, you know, books.
Oh, okay. And it's Davey Avenetti?
Yep, that's right.
And when did you get the call to get into the band? Now, what's your timing?
I was playing traditional bluegrass music back in, I think, about 2012. Kind of wanted to branch out a little bit and try some different things. I'd was influenced by rock and hip-hop and all sorts of other genres, so I wanted to try something different.
Yeah, I could see. It's interesting the way you wear your pants.
Yeah,
they are kind of low.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, that's a lack of rear, I think.
And you were telling me that you went around to listen to music in various places and play.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Actually, when I started getting into acoustic music, played electric music for years, and I'd went to jams all over. This area, you know, Indiana, Kentucky, of course, even Ohio, Southern Ohio.
And you, in our discussion, you were sharing the idea that sometimes if you play in kind of a little rowdier environment, you might pick up that electric guitar.
Yeah, we usually play three sets at bars. That's where we mostly play, bars and clubs.
Wow, that's cool. Would you like to share another song with us?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a song that was written in the 1800s, I believe, and it's had a bunch of different names to it. Where Did She Sleep Last Night was what a lot of people called it, but it's been named several things, and it was redone by Bill Monroe and Lead Belly, and Kurt Cobain did it in the acoustic version of MTV Unplugged. Back in the 90s or whatever, he called it Where Did She Sleep Last Night, but we call it In the Pines.
Where Oh, and went down that Georgia line. Oh, the hen didn't pass that 6 o'clock, and the cat passed by at 9. In the pines where the sun it never shines, and we shiver when the cold wind
Give another hand for the nice, the wonderful experience here. The Stampede. Come on, we can all do it. Come on. The Stampede String Band. That's right. So thank you all so much for coming today. We really appreciate it and being part of the show. And I guess John's going to help us take us out. But I have a lot of people to thank first. I want to thank the musical director, John Baylor, and the announcer, Sid Schroyer. Thanks to the recording engineer and sound producer, Nate Butler, research director, Tim Pike, equipment manager, Howard Gibbs, and applause girl, Judy Schroyer, set director, Marsha Heinsberger, photographer, Amanda Jo Boner, and J.R. Berger. We don't want to forget him. He helps us out all the time with our computers. So thank you so much. So So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife. Just remember, when you're tumbling down, oh, it won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us, and good night, everybody.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio production.